भगवते वासुदेवाय
ओम नमो 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय
देवकी नंदनाय च
देवकी नंदनाय च
नंदगोपकुमाराय
नंदगोपकुमाराय
गोविंदाय नमो
गोविंदाय नमो नमः
We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 14, titled The Story of King Vena. Text 29. Maitreya Vacha.
Maitreya Vacha.
Ittam viparyaya matih
ittam viparyaya matih
papayan utpatham gatah
papayan utpatham gatah
anuniya anuniya manas tad yachanam
anuniya manas tad yachanam
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
अनुनय मानस्तद्याचनम्
अनुनय मानस्तद्याचनम्
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
अनुनय मानस्तद् याचनाम्
अनुनय मानस्तद् याचनाम्
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
अनुनीयमानस्तद्याचनाम्
अनुनीयमानस्तद्याचनाम्
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
इत्थं विपर्ययया मतिः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
पापियान् उत्पथं गतः
अनुनीयमानस्तद्यचनम्
अनुनीयमानस्तद्यचनम्
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः
न चक्रे भ्रष्टमङ्गलः वट् वर्ड् मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय
सेड्
Maitreya said,
Ittham,
Ittham,
thus,
thus,
Viparyayaha Matihi,
Viparyayaha Matihi.
One who has developed perverse intelligence,
one who has developed perverse intelligence,
Papiyam,
Papiyam,
most sinful,
most sinful,
Utpatham,
Utpatham,
from the right path,
from the right path,
Gataha,
Gataha,
having gone,
having gone,
Anuniya Manaha,
Anuniya Manaha,
being offered all respect.
Being offered all respect.
Tad Yachanam.
Tad Yachanam.
The request of the sages.
The request of the sages.
No.
No.
Not. Chakre.
Chakre.
Accepted.
Accepted.
Brashta.
Brashta.
Bereft of.
Bereft of.
Mangalaha.
Mangalaha.
All good fortune.
All good fortune.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, "Thus the king, who became unintelligent due to his sinful life and deviation from the rightful path, became actually bereft of all the good fortune. He could not accept the request of the great sages, which the sages put before him with great respect, and therefore he was condemned." Purport: the demons certainly cannot have any faith in the words of authorities. In fact, they are always disrespectful to authorities. They manufacture their own religious principles and disobey great personalities like Vyasa, Narada, and even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. As soon as one disobeys authority, he immediately becomes very sinful and loses his good fortune. The king was so puffed up and impudent that he dared disrespect the great saintly personalities and brought him ruination. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalaka Chakshuro Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manojishnam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakamitam Sha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinamalo Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostase Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanoste Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhishya Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram So the discussion here is that Brahmanas are going and talking to Vena, and King Vena he is saying that you people are not chaste, you people should listen to me. And what is that King Vena want to say to these Brahmanas? Abandon all other worship and just surrender unto me and worship me. Is very similar to Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Raja Aham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo Mokshaya Shami Masucha. King Vain did not talk about Aham Tvam Sarva Pape Bhyo, but he wanted the first two, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, give up everything else and just surrender unto me and worship me, offer all the paraphernalias to me. Now Maitreya, he is saying that what happened to this King Vain, what was his destination? This verse says, "Thus the king who became unintelligent due to his sinful life and deviation from the right path became bereft of all good fortune. He could not accept the requests of the great sages, which the sages put before him with great respect, and therefore he was condemned." So here there's something about sinful life is mentioned. So now when a person is sinful, when he does sinful activities, he gets stuck. He gets stuck in a cycle. We have discussed this many times, the cycle of papam, bijam, putam, and again back to papam. So here we see that when a person is stuck in the cycle, it's very difficult to come out. Papam basically means sinful activity. Now, when a person does sinful activity, what happens is, he gets the tendency to do sinful activities. That becomes ingrained in the heart. This is called as bijam. Kutam is, he wants to, now he is desiring to commit sinful activities. Now, when he gets a desire, Lord very mercifully will sanction. Yes. And then it will start the cycle. The person will get stuck in the cycle. Now, can you imagine that a person who is stuck in the cycle can never ever come out of the cycle? Papam, bijam, kutam. Again, back to papam. Again, bijam, kutam. So, this is an unending cycle. Unending. And such people will never understand what is the goal of life. It's very difficult to make them understand. Like, for example, you take up any drunkard. Hardcore drunkard. It's very difficult to convince them what is the goal of life. So, someone was sharing this with me, I guess my mother or someone, about my distant relative. Now, this person has become a drunkard, complete drunkard. He drinks alcohol like medicine, morning, afternoon, evening, night also, full day. In fact, his activity starts in Brahma Murta at 5 o'clock. He starts his activities at 5 o'clock. To such an extent, he is not understanding that what he is doing. Whatever money comes, he'll just go and drink. Everyone is trying to explain him that you shouldn't do this. But still, this person goes and he drinks. Only once in a while when he's drinking too much and vomiting out, maybe once in a while for 2-3 days, he will get back to normal. And again, get back to the actual normal, that is drinking. So it's very difficult for these people to explain. And even if these people are put in rehabilitation center and they literally work on it for a long time, they're made not to drink, but still when they come back, they'll resume the same thing, that is drinking, because they're committing a sin. And since they're committing sin, they're getting the tendency to commit sin and they desire to sin, and finally they commit the sin, stuck in the cycle. And people who are doing this are actually very demoniac. It's very difficult to make them understand anything. You cannot ever make them understand what is the goal of life. You can never tell that what is the goal of life, that is attaining Krishna's lotus feet. We saw when Nityananda Prabhu, when he went to tell Jagai and Madai, the greatest drunkards, that what is the goal of life? Worship Krishna, chant the holy names of Krishna, become Krishna's devotee. They ran behind Nityananda Prabhu to kill Nityananda Prabhu. In Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, which is titled as Divine and Demoniac, the Lord Krishna is giving various qualities of demons. Let me read out these verses. Very nice verses. 7th verse, it says, those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. They cannot differentiate between the two. Neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is found in them. Next, this is very, very suitable. Whatever these verses are given in Bhagavad Gita, these are very nicely describing how King Vena is. 8th verse. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust. 9th verse. Following such conclusions, the demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. They don't think about others. The only thing that they think about is how to do better sense gratification and enjoy whatever is available. Taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work attracted by the impermanent. They never ever think about what is the goal, what is the permanent thing that we have to achieve. They are always absorbed in the temporary happiness, the instant happiness of this world. They believe that to gratify the senses is prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Now, when the desire to do sense gratification becomes unlimited or ever increasing, the person will for sure take up to some wrong path. Some wrong path. And when the person gets into the wrong path, again, the sinful activities and so on and so forth. This is also very instructive for devotees. if we are stuck in some sense gratification activity, it is very important to curb that as fast as possible. Because if it is ever increasing sense gratification desire, there might be possibility that even after being a devotee, we might get onto a wrong path. And when a person gets onto a wrong path, it's very difficult not to come back. It needs lots of mercy from all the Vaishnavas. And then finally, this verse says, the demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in future more and more. He is my enemy and I have killed him, and my other enemies will also be killed. I am the lord of everything, I am the enjoyer, I am perfect, powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices, I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. So, it's amazing. Krishna is giving about what demons think. He has given proper thought process of the demons. And this is how the demons think. This is a very, very selfish thought process of how to enjoy and how to kill others for their own enjoyment. If you see in case of Kamsa Maharaj, he did the same. As soon as he got to know that the eighth son of Devaki is going to kill him, he did not hesitate to kill the first seven also. First six. Seventh one he didn't kill. Seventh one was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. But all the people in the kingdom, they were cursing. They were cursing Kamsa Maharaj, saying, look at this cruel person comes. Before he used to kill the babies when they used to come out of the womb, and look at him, now he has killed the baby inside the womb. So you can imagine that whenever a person does any sinful activity, even if he is not doing at a later point of time, he will be accused for that. And here, Prabhupada, he is saying that they are always disrespectful to the authorities. They certainly cannot have any faith in the words of authorities. This is a very important aspect that Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. See, if someone is stuck in the cycle of sin, that person cannot be removed, or that person cannot himself come out of the cycle. Someone from outside has to pick him up and is to place him out. Then only it's possible. And who can do that? Only Vaishnavas can do that. No one else can do this. A pure devotee, when he enters such a person's life, that pure devotee has the authority to remove the person from the cycle of birth and death and place him outside that cycle, wherein that person's devotional life can start. Or else it's not possible. We have this pastime of Mrigari and Narada Muni. Mrigari was doing sinful activity. In fact, he was not even understanding that he is doing sin. He is to kill the animal, not even kill, half kill the animal. And look at the animal going through so much of pain and sorrow and take that sadistic pleasure. He was not even understanding that what he is doing is sin. Right? And when Narada Muni came, at that time Narada Muni explained to him in various ways. He tricked him in various ways. And only by the mercy of Narada Muni, a sinful personality like Mrigari, he attained such a high destination. He became such a great saintly person. Mrigari and Narada Muni from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5000 years back, it's recorded. Let's take the recent example of Srila Prabhupada. All these great personalities who are there in ISKCON now, many of them, they were hippies. They were drunkards, they were woman monglers, they were smokers, they were drug addicts. Proper hippies. Now, if we think or if we analyze that how to help these people in the material terms, you put them in rehabilitation center, you put them in any other center, you give them any treatment, these people wouldn't have any time come out of the cycle of sin which they were committing day in and day out. It was only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that when Prabhupada went there, Prabhupada literally picked each and every individual who were actually swimming in the dirty waters. Literally swimming in the drainage system. He picked up every single person, he placed them outside and taught them how to live life. And it was not just his teaching, but it was immense mercy and compassion what Srila Prabhupada showered on them. It was only by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that all such personalities were brought out of this cycle of sin. One of the great personalities whom I met, His Grace Mahatma Prabhu, who is initiating Guru now. So he was sharing this. It was a small group, and he was sharing this, that we were literally much degraded than Jaga and Madai. Day in and day out, the only thing that we will do is just drink, have drugs, smoke, and every night be with some other female. This is what we were doing. All glories to Srila Prabhupada that he came in our life and he picked us up literally from the cycle of sin, and he placed us out of the cycle of sin. And then one more thing Mahatma Prabhu shared was, anyone who is to see Srila Prabhupada, which is very nice, he said, anyone who is to see Srila Prabhupada, be it a devotee or a non-devotee, he was talking especially about non-devotees, they should just fall straight like a stick. They should pay dandavats to Srila Prabhupada, and they should start crying, it seems, profusely. That was the glance of Srila Prabhupada, merciful glance. Anyone on whom Srila Prabhupada glanced, that person became a devotee. This is the power of a great saintly person. If we are stuck in some cycle, it might be cycle of anarthas, it might be cycle of sin, or any other cycle, it's only by the mercy of a pure devotee we can come out. Or else it's not possible. Once I was with Srila Guru Maharaj, it was only few people and myself, so we were serving him. So there was a chance to ask him questions. So I sat and I was asking him questions. So in one of the questions, I don't remember what question that was, but he made a very strong point. He looked at me with his piercing glance and he said, just have complete faith on the authority of Krishna and whatever he is speaking in Bhagavad Gita. Just accept as it is. And he made a very profound statement that just by accepting the authority of Guru and Krishna as it is, one can actually progress in bhakti very fast. But then yesterday when I was preparing for this class, I was meditating on this point, that is it so simple to surrender onto anyone? Is it so simple to surrender onto an authority? It's very difficult. In fact, surrender is a very dangerous word, which we normally don't use in the newcomer sessions. Very difficult. Surrender, when you say surrender, it's very difficult to surrender onto anyone in this world. I was analyzing why it is so difficult to surrender. Because every place we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Lord is talking about surrender. Devotees are talking about surrender. And we know only by surrender we can progress in bhakti, but still it's very difficult to surrender. Because from many, many lifetimes, we have been doing only one thing, that is sense gratification. We are stuck to sense gratification. And to such an extent that now when we have got this human form of life, and when we have got this opportunity to do bhakti and surrender to the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we are literally desiring to surrender onto the lotus feet of Krishna, since we had repeated tendencies or repeated activities of sense gratification in past life and even in this life, even when we desire to surrender onto someone, these tendencies pull us back very badly, very badly. It's almost like two magnets. We are close to one magnet called sense gratification. Other magnet is really very strong, and that is Krishna. Yes. But we are rusted to such an extent that we are just getting attracted down to this lower magnet of sense gratification. We are not able to get attracted to Krishna. Even when we hear teachings repeatedly about how it is important to surrender onto the lotus feet of Krishna and Guru to break the cycle of birth and death and attain liberation, it becomes very difficult for a conditioned soul to actually understand this. Or even if the conditioned soul understands this, it's very difficult for him to implement. Very difficult. But just by surrender, a person can actually attain the lotus feet of Krishna. Progress in spiritual life, advance in Krishna consciousness. Yesterday one devotee was asking me this question, that Prabhu, it's very difficult to surrender. And even if we do any service, it's half-hearted. It's not fully, we are surrendering to the person and doing service. So we were discussing that surrender is not a one-day job. So many lifetimes we have been doing sense gratification and we are independent. Suddenly in this lifetime, we hear one Bhagavatam class and how can we just surrender? It's not possible. It's not a one-day job. But a gradual conscious effort will help us to surrender onto our authority. It should be conscious effort where we are consciously doing that activity, we are consciously surrendering to our authority. Without conscious effort, it's not possible. Without conscious effort, it's not possible. Because subconsciously, we are very much trained and programmed to do sense gratification. So subconsciously, we cannot think that we will be ever able to surrender. But with the conscious effort, day in and day out, it's possible that we can program ourselves to surrender onto the Supreme Personality or surrender onto Sri Guru. And obviously, without mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we cannot surrender. Yes. So the immense prayers, immense blessings from them, when we offer intense prayers, that's what will help us to surrender. And anyone who has surrendered till date, you see all the Prabhupada disciples, their surrender is really, really very great. Whatever Srila Prabhupada said, that was like the mark or on the a line on the stone. It was like a carving on the stone. And they literally follow whatever Srila Prabhupada said. Never ever they will violate whatever Srila Prabhupada said. In fact, they go on to an extent of fighting. That no, what Prabhupada said was this. We cannot change this particular thing. Yeah. To such an extent, I was hearing this, I think last year. Yeah, last year. Kartik Mas, I was in Vrindavan. And it was Prabhupada's disappearance day. And all the Prabhupada disciples were giving offerings. Many Prabhupada disciples were talking about this. They were saying that Prabhupada was very clear that we shouldn't change any tune. Be it Samsara Dava, that is Mangalarti, be it Radha Madhav, that is Jai Radha Madhav during Bhagavatam class, or be it Gaur Arti. Prabhupada never wanted us to change all the tunes. And they were so strong. They were so strong about it. And they were literally preaching that particular thing in their offering. It was really very touching to see that their surrender, the level of surrender that these great souls have to Srila Prabhupada. And when the person surrenders, what happens is, he gets all the divine qualities. All the divine qualities, which every single person, every single devotee hankers for. So just by surrendering, we'll get these divine qualities. And just by surrendering, we'll get the taste in bhakti. Ruchi in Naam, Ruchi in Bhagavat. Or else it's not possible. And only when we accept some authority, when we surrender to someone, it's possible for us to advance in spiritual life, to accept the philosophy or to understand the philosophy. Yesterday, I was reading shlokas from Damodar Leela. And then I read the shloka for today's session. And then I was thinking that it's impossible without accepting the authority of Srila Prabhupada and previous acharyas that we'll be ever able to understand what is Damodar Leela. Let me take those 2-3 verses and explain how wonderful these verses are and how nectarian these verses are. And without accepting the authority of Acharyas and Prabhupada, we cannot release these verses. 10th chapter, 10th canto, 9th chapter, shloka 1 and 2. Sri Shuka Uvacha Ekadagraha Dadisho Yashodhananda Gehini Karmantara Niyuktasu Nirmamanta Swayam Dadihi. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking about the situation just before this Damodar Leela. Very beautiful explanation. It's almost like Sukadeva Goswami is standing at the door of Nanda Maharaj's house and he's seeing everything and is describing. He says, Ekada, once upon a time. Da means time. Ekada, once upon a time or one day, Srila Prabhupada says. Nanda Gehini, queen of Nanda Maharaj. Who is queen of Nanda Maharaj? Yashoda. What was Yashoda doing? She engaged all her dasis, griha dasis, all the maid servants in different work. Karmantara niyuktasu. She engaged everyone, niyukta. She engaged everyone in different activities, household affairs. And what was she doing? Nirmamanta swayam dadhi. This word swayam, it says that she never did this activity of churning the yogurt to get butter. Yes? Never. Because many, many maid servants were there and they were doing this every day. But today, she is doing swayam. Mm-hmm. She is doing by herself. Why? Because she was having this in her mind that my Lala, my Krishna, why is he going in everyone's house and stealing butter? It means that the butter in my house is not that great quality. Mm-hmm. Let me do it personally. So today she sat personally to churn the butter. Mm-hmm. And then Sukadeva Goswami is describing what was she doing while churning the butter. Mm-hmm. What was she doing while churning the butter? He says, Yani yani hya gheetani tadbala charitani cha dadi nirmanthane kale smaranti tanya gayata. She is doing one thing in Braja. Iha talks about Braja. Whatever happened in Braja, yani yani iha, whatever happened in Braja, she is composing songs about that. Gheetani. Now, Gita about what? Composing songs about what? Tad Bala Charitani. Tad, her own Bala Krishna Charitani activities. So she is composing songs about all the activities that Krishna is doing, all the leelas that Krishna is doing, where? Here in Braja. Then, when is she doing all this? Dadhi Nirmantanai Kale. When she was churning the butter. So at that time, she was singing. Or at that time, she was composing. Now she has composed these songs. What is it? What she is doing with these composed songs? Smaranti Tanya Gayata. She is remembering all these songs. And in that remembrance, in the remembrance of her baby Krishna, her darling Krishna, she is singing these songs. Just imagine, she is preparing butter for Krishna with her own hands. And then she is meditating on the pastimes of Krishna. And at the same time, she is also singing. And then in the next verse, this is a very, very amazing verse, very nice verse, which talks about the situation or how Yashoda Maya is appearing. It says, Saumam vasa pritukatitate vibrati sutranadham putra sneha snutakuchayugam jatakampam chashubruho rajvakarsha shramabhuja chalata kankanau kundalecha Svinnam Vaktra Kabaravigalan Malati Nirmamantha. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is describing the beautiful form of Yashoda. It's obviously that Sukadeva Goswami is standing there and is looking at Yashoda Maya and is describing. Look at the details what Sukadeva Goswami is giving. Without accepting the authority of Sukadeva Goswami, never ever we can understand all these things. Yes? He's saying, Vasaha Shaumam. She is wearing a sari. She is wearing a sari and that sari is saffron yellow mixed. See the details that Sukadeva Goswami is giving. Then he is saying, Prithu Kati Tate. Prithu Kati Tate Bibrati. So, where is she wearing sari? She is wearing sari around her hips. Around her entire body. Sutra Nadham. And along with that, she is also wearing a very nice golden belt along her waist. And now what is she doing? She is doing nirmamantha, churning butter. Now while doing this, one thing is happening. Putra sneha, out of love. Out of love, snuta kucha yugam jata kampam. Out of love, milk is oozing out from her breast and that is actually making the sari wet. Now, this is a very nice thing what Acharyas are mentioning. They are saying, why the milk is oozing out now? Firstly, we understand that the intense love that she has got, the maternal affection that she has got for her baby, for her darling Krishna, is so intense and so great that the milk is automatically coming out. First. Secondly, here, Acharyas give a very, very rasika commentary. They are saying that the milk is coming out and actually telling that mother Yashoda, see, with so much of love you are churning butter, with so much of love you are churning butter, that if Krishna eats this butter, he will never ever drink us. When we are present, why there is a need of butter? They are actually reminding her by coming out. They are reminding her that no need of this butter, don't churn all this, not needed. And then Sukadeva Goswami talks about her face. Sukadeva Goswami is talking about Subhrahu, her beautiful eyebrows. And then he says, Rajvakarsha Shrama. Now, this was first time she was doing. And it was very, very endeavoring task, laboring task, Shrama. Hard labor. What is this hard labor? She was holding the ropes of the churning rod, which was tied to the churning rod, and she was pulling. Yes, she was pulling. And in that, there were lot of Shrama Bindu on her face. That is no sweat on her face. Bhuja chalata kankanav kundalecha. Bhuja chalat kankanav. So when she was churning, when she was pulling the rock, pulling the rope, so at that time, the bangles which she is wearing, kankana, those are making sound. Now here Acharya's comment. When I was reading this commentary, I was thinking, if we really don't accept the authority of the Acharyas and thinking that these are just mortal beings of this world, why to accept their authority? We will never be able to relish this wonderful aspects of Bhagavatam which is mentioned here. Now Acharyas are commenting here that she is churning the butter, and at that time the bangles on her hands, they are making sound. Here the Acharyas are saying that just not making sound, they are actually doing kirtan. They are doing kirtan and glorifying Yashoda Mai, and they are so happy thinking we are in the hands of that devotee who has got so much of love and affection in the heart, and with that love and affection she is churning butter. How glorious is our position. And with that, you know, they are doing kirtan. Yes, kundalecha. Now earrings which are there, now since she is moving, everything in her body is moving, even the earrings are moving. Acharyas are describing that the earrings are dancing, dancing in ecstasy, thinking we are there in those ears which are hearing the glorious pastimes of Krishna. Look at our glorious position. With that mood, they are swinging to and fro. And then Swinnam Vaktra. Swinnam Vaktra. Now sometimes people say that Prabhupada doesn't give Rasika commentaries. Yes. Here Prabhupada gives a Rasika commentary. Swinnam Vaktra. He says, Prabhupada is telling this, that her hair was looking like a black cloud. And Swinnam is actually talking about the sweat on her face, Vaktram. So here Prabhupada is saying that Swinnam is like the hair is black, like the black clouds, and the perspiration on her face, the perspiration on her face is like the rains coming out from these black clouds. Yes. And then this next line it says, Kavara Vigalat Malati. Now he's describing about Noi. The face is described, is going up to the hair. She's having a lot of flowers on her hair. But now these flowers are falling down. And here Acharya is explaining why these flowers are falling. Acharya is saying that these flowers are thinking, all these Malati Pushpa, they are thinking that we cannot remain on the head of such a great devotee. She's so great that she's so immersed in thinking about the Lord and singing about the Lord. We don't have enough qualification to stand on the head of such a great devotee. And thinking this, they were falling at the feet of Yashoda Mai and offering themselves to Yashoda Mai in surrender. Yes. And this is the entire scene that Sukadeva Goswami is describing. And then he's saying that this entire thing is happening when? Nirmamantha. When the churning is happening. So now just imagine, if we don't take shelter of our authorities, that is Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas, we can never ever understand this beautiful description that is given here. In fact, the materialist might say that this description is just a fairy tale which is given. And without the mercy of the authorities, we cannot get faith on them. This is also there. It's almost like a cycle. We need to have faith on authorities to understand this. And to get faith, we have to have mercy of the authorities. Yes? So when we beg and pray to Lord Krishna, we beg and pray to Srila Prabhupada, the Guru and Gauranga, then only it's possible that we get some faith in these verses, we get faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, and we'll be able to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. And look at this personality, King Vena. No faith on the authorities. Forget about the faith. He's actually blaspheming them, saying you people are good for nothing. You people are unchaste. I am giving everything. You have to worship me, but you people are worshipping someone else. And hearing all this, the brahmanas, the sages will not remain quiet. In the future verses, we'll see that how these brahmanas, with their power of devotional service and other yogic siddhis, how they will kill King Vena, and how after killing King Vena, there will be a very beautiful incarnation of the Lord himself. Let's wait and watch what happens next in these verses. Thank you very much. Do we have some questions or comments? One point which I missed was this personality, Yashoda Mai, was completely involved. Tan, Man and Vachan. Her entire body was serving the Lord. Her mind was serving the Lord. And our Vachan was serving the Lord. In this month of Kartik, if we are really aiming to purify ourselves, if we really want to attain lotus feet of Krishna, if we really want to get naturally attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna, Tan, Man and Vachan has to be engaged in service of the Lord, or it is not possible. Yes, Tan, Man and Vachan. When Tan, Man and Vachan are engaged in service of the Lord, then it's possible on this auspicious month of Kartik. Kartika is the name of Srimati Radharani. And she might recommend our name to Krishna. See, look at this devotee, so sincere. Please accept. And only when Kartika tells the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only when Srimati Radharani tells Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it is possible that Krishna will accept us. Or else Krishna is Paramatma, he knows what all activities we do. What is our thought process? It's only Srimati Radharani, who is very simple, who is very, very motherly. Only by her mercy and by her blessings, by her recommendation, Krishna will accept us. So let's utilize our Tan, Man and Vachan in service of the Lord in this entire month and be intense in our devotional service. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jai.
Jagat Guru.